5910.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Then leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Come on into this terrific Tuesday, July 9th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, please be relevant on topic to the conversation. 231-360-5140. This segment brought to you again by MyPillow.com. We're doing a great job in selling out, buying up Mike Lindell's old warehouse inventory. I got an email report this morning, said that we are absolutely rocking it here on this show, this radio station. You guys are taking advantage of the promotion to get rid of the old inventory because he's building a multi-million dollar state-of-the-art new warehouse, dust-free, wind tunnels on the shipping docks. Semis will have to open their doors back into this wind tunnel. As they back into it, high-powered vacuums will suck out their trailers. So you truck drivers listening out there, after Labor Day, mid-September, you definitely want to go and get a MyPillow load there in Minnesota. You'll get a free trailer vacuum. It'll suck out your trailer. You bump the dock. The pallets go in. You pull forward out of the wind tunnel, and they seal the doors without any dust getting into your trailer, into their products. As a motivation to sell the products out of the warehouse, some items 80% off, some items 70, 60, at a bare minimum 50% off of retail, plus free shipping when you order over $100. It's real simple. You go to the website, MyPillow.com, shop away. Mandatory that you get two MyPillow 2.0s, one for you and your wife, your husband, two sets of the Giza Dream Sheets, different colors. Love how soft they are and how cool they keep you at night during the summer. And towels. Two, three sets of towels, different colors. You will love these towels. Put it in your cart. Go to checkout. See how much it is. $500, $600, $700, $800, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Put in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, one word, no space, and hit apply. I've had reports, some people told me, Randy, we ordered $800 retail value of different items. We got slippers. They got a mattress topper. They got all kinds of things. $800 retail. They got it for $320. They saved almost $500 by using the promo code Trucker Randy. And if you can't shop online, there's an 800 number. I can text it to you. All you have to do is text me MP to my cell phone, and I'll send you the 800 number, a link for the website, and the promo code to use. Now, the neat thing about the 800 number, those operators, when you call that number, it's been assigned to this promo code, Trucker Randy. So as soon as you call the number, the discount will pop up on her screen. Any item that you buy, 50, 60, 70, 80% off, depending on the item, will be automatically applied to your order. She'll take your credit card, debit card over the phone, give you confirmation, tell you how much retail was, how much the discounted promo code Trucker Randy got you, and when you can expect to get the order. So just text me MP for my pillow, and I'll send you the information. Great show lined up for you today. Ian Murphy in the second hour. Tuscora Township reporting in for duty in the third. Lots of things from Lansing. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Pig Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner have prepared me to serve in this office. I will put taxpayers first. I will continue to fix our roads and maintain our parks, keep our offices open every weekday and some Saturdays, and I will never vote for new taxes. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, Treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight.
Hey everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this Tuesday. Want to remind you that the radio station is hosting their first biennial candidate debate this Thursday at the Ellison Place in Gaylord, Michigan. Doors are going to open up at 4 o'clock. We will start the debate promptly at 5 p.m. with the first congressional district going first. An hour with Congressman Jack Bergman and Josh Saul. He is the candidate primary challenging the sitting incumbent Congressman Jack Bergman. The next hour is from 6 to 7. That's going to be for the 107th State House District. Incumbent State Representative Neil Friske will be there. Parker Fairburn has been invited. Next hour, from 7 to 8, will be the 106th House District. That's going to be State Representative Cam Cavett and his challenger, Todd Smallenberg. And the last hour, the local boys, I call them, from the 105th, current State Representative incumbent Ken Borton and his primary challenger, Christian Marcus. All of the participants have been invited. They have the information. They have the flyers. They know about it. If any of them do not show up, the panelists, which is made up of Dare Rendon, the first congressional district chairwoman of the Michigan Republican Committee for the first district of the Michigan Republican Party, county chairs Bob Bretzky from Presque Isle, Sheboygan County Chair Scott Swanson, Mackinac County Chair Mike Garreau, he's going to be there, as well as Brett Gooding. Want to get confirmation with him later today. They were in a little accident over the weekend. Nothing serious. They're doing fine, but he's having to deal with some issues. I'm not for sure he's going to be there representing Emmett County. Bill Conklin will be there, the attorney representing Charlevoix County Republican Party. And representing Otsego County, local businessman Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse. They are working on their questions as we speak. Me and Vicky are having absolutely nothing to do with the questions that they are working on to ask these people. Now, if any of these people don't show up, the chairs, including Dare Rendon, want me to provide the answers for the candidates and elected officials who don't show up. I've been studying their voting records. I've looked at campaign finance reports. I have analyzed bills that they've sponsored, co-sponsored, or sat on committees to determine any amendments of theirs that may have been adopted. And I will simply be providing the truthful, honest answers based on my research, based on my studying about these candidates, about these elected officials. So Congressman Bergman, Cam Cavett, Ken Borton, Parker Fairburn, if you're listening or any of your supporters are listening, I do not want to do this. I want it on the record. I'm not going to be impersonating you. I'm going to be providing the answers to the specific questions coming from the panelists that they have come up with. I will be providing the answers to the best of my ability based on my research, based on my studying, based on you taking up basically my entire 4th of July weekend, yesterday afternoon, late last night. I was up until 1:30 looking at campaign finance reports, who's donated to who. I have tracked it all. I have complete information about where everybody lives, their residency while in Washington, D.C., and winter months, and then basically their summer cottages here in Michigan. I will have it pulled up on my 17-inch screen laptop. I may actually bring a larger screen TV to connect my laptop to it via HDMI cable. I've been told the lighting isn't good enough for a large display with a power enough to actually transmit video up onto a display screen. Lighting in the building of the Ellison Place is basically too bright and too good. I do not have a projector strong enough with enough power to project it up on a big, large display screen. So I may have a small table set up with a, I believe it's 32, 34-inch LED electronic TV tied to my laptop. I will show pictures of homes, residences, and explain what my research has told me where these people live. I don't want to do it. I would prefer, Congressman Bergman, you show up and answer the questions yourself. I am not going to be impersonating you as an elected official. So don't go down USC 18 or CFR 25. Again, thank you, Captain Jeff and others who sent it to me. Not going to be impersonating any elected official. I will be answering the questions based on my research about you. And if you don't trust me to give the truth based on my research, based on my documentation, what I'm willing to put up on a screen in front of the audience, then you need to show up. And going forward, folks, you have to understand something. This is going to be a two-year event, biennial, every 2 years. So we will do this year for 2024 primary. We will do it in 2026, 2028, 2030. God willing, as long as we're able to do it, we will do it. This will become a tradition in Northern Michigan for these House districts. In 2026, we're going to be adding state senators and governors. Candidates running in 2026, be put on constructive notice right now. If you're going to run in our listening area of 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, our apps, our websites, the audience we talk to, be prepared that you're going to have to attend these candidate debates prior to the primaries. Don't even run for office if you're not willing to come and participate in the debates. And likewise, seriously, folks, if these people don't show up, are you going to vote for them? If they don't even have the common courtesy to come to an event that's free to the public and take questions from Republican Party chairmen and chairwomen, questions that they're working on. Scott Swanson has a list a mile long already. The former owner, editor of Resort Straits Island. I forget the name, darn it. He sold it a couple years ago, retired. Can't remember the name of the newspaper. He's been doing this for over two decades, interviewing candidates as an editor, owner of a newspaper. Bill Conklin's an attorney from Charlevoix. He's been very much involved in getting a Republican platform resolution drafted and expected Charlevoix County Republicans to sign in order to get their endorsement. And they have endorsed candidates in Charlevoix. Bob Britsky, chairman of Presque Isle County, he's running for county commissioner, basically unopposed. He's going to serve Presque Isle County. Very informed, very engaged, has had these candidates come to Presque Isle County Republican Party meetings. They've endorsed candidates. So these questions are coming from them, folks, not from me or Vicky, the owner of the radio station. I was planning on just being the moderator to introduce the panelists and be the timekeeper, acting more or less like a parliamentarian for the answering of the questions and the rebuttals, etc. Do not force me to get up on the stage and answer the questions on your behalf. I do not want to do it. So the bottom line, if you want to attend this event in person only, it will not be videotaped. This is not going to be available for you to sit and watch later. You need to come to the event. Bring some friends, carpool, do whatever you have to do. If you want the information, text me debate. I'll send you the flyer. But this is all hands on deck. Now, one enticement that I'm going to have is I have Dr. Sherry O'Donnell yard signs. If you live on a main road and you attend the event, you'll get a free yard sign. I'm also bringing the last remaining radio station T-shirts I have and rear window stickers. I believe we're out of coffee cups. I'll have to check the inventory. Josh Saul will have signs there for his first congressional race, and I'm sure all these other candidates will be bringing signs with them as well. So come get your information. See who shows up. See who takes the time to respect you, the voters of our listening area, and who you would be willing to vote for and support. Find out who doesn't show up. You can explain to people that it was a very fair and open debate. The chairs did a great job of asking the questions. And it's unfortunate that they didn't respect us, the voters, the people of these districts, enough to show up and participate. Then you have to ask yourself a very simple question. Am I going to vote for a person who won't even take questions from county chairs, district chairwoman? If they won't, then you don't. Vote for them. It's that simple. But most importantly, folks, share the information that you get from Thursday's debate with your friends, family, coworkers. Get the information out there so that they can decide before marking their ballots on August 6th. If not sooner, 9 days early voting, absentee ballots. Christine Gray reported in Northville area, got theirs yesterday. We're being told that Antrim County will be the last county in the state of Michigan to get their absentee ballots, possibly this Friday or this coming Monday. The outgoing retiring clerk, Cheryl Guy from Antrim County, the infamous Antrim County clerk, bottom line is she doesn't care about this election in any way, shape, or form. Screwed up again. The ballots, the test ballots, misspelled words, misspelled names had to be redone. Still waiting to get ours when they were legally, per the election law, per the state constitutional amendment, were supposed to go out on Saturday, June 22nd. Well, other counties have had problems. I understand. But really, Antrim County's got to be the last one. Unbelievable. So again, text me debate. I'll send you the flyer. Please share it with as many people as possible. We need to fill up the house. I'm looking forward to filling up the chairs they've folded out for us and maybe even having to grab more off the racks. We're prepared to handle up to 500 people. We don't know how many is going to show up, but this is up to you. Text me debate. I'll send you the flyer with the address 150 Dale Drive, the Ellison Place in Gaylord, Michigan. Bottom of the hour news of hour number one. I'm Trekker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program, it's time. My Pure Health Solutions.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, most details about the early Sunday morning shooting that killed two people and wounded 19 others in Detroit won't be released anytime soon. That according to Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy. Police officials said Monday there were multiple shooters but didn't indicate anything else about possible suspects or a motive. Worthy said the investigation is going to take a long time because police officers are going through mountains of evidence. Detroit Police Chief James White said his investigation will focus on the crime itself and the police response. He added there were three 911 calls.